You're listening to the Tennis.com podcast. And here's your host, Ed McGrogan.
Day one here at the U.S. Open. I'm Ed McGrogan here with Steve Tigner, and we're live on scene here, so we apologize in advance if you hear any announcements coming from the press room. That's right next door, and it's a bellowing sound for all the interviews of the many, many matches going on today. Steve, you got a tour of most of the grounds today, as much as you could. Just give me a couple highlights from what you saw, and then we'll talk about some of the bigger matches just a little bit.
More surprising matches, or for me, was Madison Keys, a 16-year-old American, the youngest player in the draw, in either draw, and she looked pretty good beating Jill Krabus today. It's definitely just a start, but an athletic young American with a big serve who's been down at the Everett Academy for a few years, and this is the first time she's played the Open. Aside from that, saw some of Dolgopolov. He looked good this time. He's had a lot of ups and downs, but he looked good today. Gasquet out on New Court 17, which is a nice arena, sort of a mid-sized arena, a little like the Australian Open, but intimate. It should be a good match, good stadium for night matches.
Gasquet, and that's a sunken court. It definitely seems, from my perspective, to be a bit of a variance from what the typical U.S. Open outer court looks like. Is that that what you saw?
Reminds me a little of either Indian Wells or the Aussie Open. You feel like you're sort of out on your own out there. You don't get the feeling that you're in the grounds. You're kind of it's a court on its own, and it is sunken. The press seats were in the front row today, and you were below the level of the court, which is a little weird. Makes it hotter out there than I think anywhere else on the grounds. But it's good. Once they get schedule some evening matches there, that should be good. Gasquet also looked he looked pretty good today.
And that Madison Keys match there, those two are 21 years apart. That's the big hook on the story there. But at the professional level, a lot of times age is kind of negated because all these players are really so good and, they made it this far. Could you really discern the 21-year gap between these two when you were watching them out there?
Well, Keys is much more athletic. She's bigger. She's a modern game compared to Jill Krabus. I guess she's almost 6 feet tall. She's a big, flat first serve. She's a real kick serve. There's lots of things to work on in her game. You can see a lot of disjointed elements to her game still so far. Somebody asked Madison after the match whether her mother was older than Jill Krabus, and apparently she is.
That's right. Okay, we have that down now, I guess. The other matches, I should mention one I saw, kind of a disappointing effort by Ryan Harrison. It was a disappointing effort for him. He lost in straight sets, but I have to say, the Marin Cilic I saw today was also kind of a good thing to watch. We haven't seen a ton of him at his best stuff for a couple of years now, really, since he made the Aussie Open semis a few years back. And this was the guy who was taking the ball on the rise and really just kind of pushing Harrison around, I guess, as he should be, as a really high seed there. But it was a nice match for him, and I think he might get Tomic next, if I'm not mistaken. But it was a good effort from Cilic today. I have to point that out. The bigger result matches involved Kvitova, Sharapova. Tell me what you saw out of those. Kvitova loses Wimbledon champion in straight sets to Dolgorou, and Sharapova holds off Heather Watson in three sets.
Yeah, Kvitova was a strange match. Just when you thought she was going to, this is sort of typical for her, I guess, even in this match, when you thought she was going to run away with it or turn it around late in the first set, in the middle of the second set, that's when she completely folded. She was up in the first set. It looked like she was going to win that set, but she couldn't. It's just a case of she made a ton of errors, sort of typical hit and miss, and then she was really bad in the second set. She was up 2-love and lost 6-3. Sharapova didn't seem to have any confidence in forehand for a lot of the match. The serve was shaky. A ton of errors there. Heather Watson young player, young British player. It's fast. She got a lot of balls back. She ran back and forth across the baseline the whole afternoon. And that gave she just forced Sharapova to hit a lot of shots. And she never really let go of the match either. Sharapova came back to win when Watson had some chances in the second set, but Watson didn't go away in the third either. Typically, I think Sharapova has one of these every Grand Slam. She had one at the French where she was even further behind to Christine Garcia and won that and eventually made the semis. So,
And the thing is, too, that Kvitova was in her quarter, too, so it opens... It looked like a disaster for a little while for Sharapova, but she's going to remove Kvitova from her path, and I think Radwanska might be the next highest seed remaining there. So, all in all, that's a good trade-off for Sharapova.
Yeah, it's a good game for her in the end.
Yeah. Just give me your thoughts on tomorrow, early schedule. I know you peeked at it. Anything that comes around there is... something you want to... Most of the big names are playing. I think pretty much everyone aside from like Andy Roddick might be scheduled tomorrow. But is...
Attention press. Ekaterina Makarova is on her way to interview room 4 now.
Anything come to mind for tomorrow?
Now.
One match that stands out as being potentially good or I guess potentially disastrous is Serena Williams against Jovanovski. At night. Jovanovski is a good young player, Serbian player. She'll be completely overwhelmed, I'm sure, by the situation of playing at night against Serena, but it does offer a little more, she could offer a little more resistance than you might normally get. It's also Serena's first return to Ash Stadium in 2 years, so that in itself is a moment to, or an event.
Absolutely. Again, we apologize for that intoning there from the announcer, but like I said, on the scene here at the U.S. Open, Steve Tegner, Ed McGrogan, and we'll be back throughout the fortnight with more podcasts. Thanks for listening. Tennis.com.
You've been enjoying Tennis.com's weekly podcast. Thanks for listening. For all the latest news and events, head over to Tennis.com.